Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Lawmaster's Law of God broadcast. The Lord Allcast has said to the Gentiles, Ezekiel 12:25, I am the Lord. I will speak, and the word that I shall speak shall come to pass. The Gentiles are under the subsequent law of God. Daniel 11:36, James 1:16, Acts 10:6. That is determined shall be done. Do not err. He, God, shall tell thee, the Pope, and all other Gentiles, what thou oughtst to do. The commandment. Ezekiel 13:9, Ezekiel 12:25, Ecclesiastes 12:13, 1 Samuel 2:3. Ye the Gentiles shall know that I, this present writer speaker, am the Lord God. The word which I have spoken shall be done. Fear God and keep his commandments. By him, God, actions are weighed. The Gentiles are to Colossians 1:25 fulfill the word of God. Revelation 17:17. Mark 11:22, the words coming from God and words in the AZB, which I, God, point out concerning God, shall be fulfilled. Have faith in God. I have considered the covenants between the Gentiles themselves and the covenant between the Gentiles and the Lord, all caps. In my opinion, the covenant is a conspiracy. The Lord, all caps, and the Gentiles have conspired in the covenant to work evil, to do harm to others, to deceive others, mislead others. I have considered the Lord all caps curse or objectives set against Africa and its aboriginal inhabitants, black people, and the Gentiles' involvement in carrying out those papal objectives. It is my opinion that the papacy and the Gentiles conspired to conquer and subdue, to kill many, to separate and scatter, humiliate and enslave, and thereby destroy the aboriginal people of Africa. And they, the Gentiles, have conspired to take and divide the land of Africa and all its resources among themselves. I have considered the Passover law, the law of silence and deceit. It is my opinion that in the Passover law, the papacy and the Gentiles conspired to work iniquity by teaching and prophesying deceit, by hiding and concealing information, by covering the papacy, and fighting the truth and God with silence. In 1 Samuel 2, verse 9, it is written, "The wicked shall be silent in darkness." And at this time, I must say, as I've said before, that we are experiencing a deep silence. The Gentiles, those of the papacy included, are silent in regard to the truth of God. They are silent in regarding to God and His Word. There is a deep silence. Revelation says there was silence in heaven. There is silence in heaven now as I speak. The Lord's Confession, Exodus 9, verse 27. Exodus 9, 27. And I am turning to it. In Exodus 9, 27, the Lord, all caps, has recorded a confession. The confession has to do with the Lord, all caps, and His people, the Gentiles. The confession has to do with the papacy and the people, the Gentiles. The confession states, "I and my people are wicked." The "I" is a reference to those of the papacy and the people. My people, that's a reference to the people of the papacy, the people of the Lord, all caps, the Gentiles. The Lord confesses, "I and my people, the Gentiles, are wicked." And what is truth? Genesis 44:16. Now the question, what is truth, is found in the book of John. John 18:38. What is truth? And I turn to Genesis 44:16 to find out and answer the question, what is truth? Genesis chapter 44:16. Towards the end of the verse, maybe somewhere around the middle or to the end, we find, "God hath found out the iniquity of thy servant." God hath found out the iniquity of thy servants. The statement, in that statement, the Lord, all caps, says to me, "God hath found out the iniquity of thy servants." That is exactly what I have found. I have found out the iniquity having to do with the Passover law, the iniquity of the Gentiles, and the papacy, that of having to do with the Passover law, the iniquity of the Gentiles and the papacy, that of having to do with the Lord, all caps, curse or objectives set against Africa and its aboriginal people, black people. And I have found out the iniquity of the Lord, all caps, and the Gentiles with regard to the covenants. what is truth, I have found out the iniquity of, the Bible says, my servants, the Gentiles. So, in the covenant, in the curse, and in the Passover law, I, God, have found out the iniquity of my servants, the Gentiles. 1 Corinthians 11:31. First Corinthians 11:31. The Lord all caps has said, for if we, talking about the Gentiles, would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. The Lord all caps and the Gentiles have judged themselves. The confession, I and my people are wicked, that has been set down by the papacy. Let's see here. That statement is a decision. It's a judgment. The Gentiles have judged themselves, and we're going to see what judgment they came up with. Against themselves. Okay. And as we do this, keep in mind the iniquities of the papacy and the Gentiles. Keep in mind the things they have done in light of the things I teach, the things I set forth before you. Keep those things in mind. Keep the Passover law in mind. Keep the Lord's curse against Africa and its aboriginal people, the black people, keep that in mind. Keep in mind the covenants. Keep these things in mind. So they have judged themselves. Deuteronomy 32, verse 36. And we're going to realize, we're going to see the judgment. Deuteronomy 32, verse 36. The statement at the beginning of the verse, Deuteronomy 32, verse 36, the Lord, all caps, shall judge his people. Statement, the statement in 1 Corinthians says, if we would judge ourselves. Now we see the statement, the Lord, all caps, shall judge his people. The people of the Lord, all caps, are the Gentiles. The Lord, all caps, is a reference to the papacy. Deuteronomy 32:36, the Lord, all caps, shall judge his people. The judgment. 2 Chronicles 12, verse 8. Second Chronicles 12:8. This is a part of the judgment. They shall be his servants. They, a reference to all Gentiles, those of the papacy included, they shall be his, God's, servants. That's a part of the judgment. The sentence they have imposed against themselves. They shall be, the Gentiles shall be God's servants. Isaiah 26, verse 21. Isaiah 26, 31. Now we read the statement that said, the Lord, all caps, shall judge his people. Now, Isaiah 26, 21, as a part of that statement, the Lord, all caps, shall judge his people, to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. Judgment, they run the judgment against themselves to punish themselves for their iniquity. And iniquity, what is that? Iniquity is wickedness, evil, evil doing. So the Lord, all caps, shall judge his people. The judgment is to, for the purpose of punishing the inhabitants of the earth, a reference to the Gentiles there, for their iniquity. They, the Gentiles, shall be God's servants. 1 Samuel 8:17. Okay. 1 Samuel 8:17. It's the last statement out of the two statements making up the verse. Ye shall be his servants. The Lord, all caps, excuse me, the Lord, all caps, talking to his people, rendering a sentence, a verdict upon his own people, the Gentiles. Ye shall be his, God's servants. The judgment, they shall be his people. The Lord all caps speaks to the Gentiles, saying, ye shall be his, God's servants. 1 Kings 12:7. The last statement in the verse, the Lord all caps speaks to God, the Lord all caps speaks to me, saying, they will be thy servants forever. They, the Gentiles, will be thy, God's servants forever. Revelation, no, Genesis 44:9. Genesis 44:9. The Lord all caps speaking to his own people. We also will be my Lord's bondmen. Or rather, the Lord all caps speaking to God. We, a reference to all Gentiles, we also will be my Lord's bondmen, slaves, servants. Then we go to Revelation 22, verse 3. Revelation 22, verse 3, the last statement in the verse. His servants shall serve him. His, God's servants, shall serve him. And of course, his servants, God's servants, servants, a reference to all Gentiles, his servants shall serve him. Thus we have the Lord, all caps, judgment against himself and all of his people. The Lord, all caps, judgment against those of the papacy and the Gentiles. The judgment sin, the judgment thus rendered, they, the Gentiles, shall be his servants. It is said to the Gentiles, ye shall be his God's servants. It is said to God, they, the Gentiles, will be thy servants forever. We, a joint statement coming from the Gentiles, we will be my Lord's bondmen. So God is called Lord also in the Bible. Now this Lord is spelled with, using all small letters, L-O-R-D, apostrophe S. We will be my Lord's bondmen. Then the judgment, included in the judgment, his servants shall serve him. God's servants, the Gentiles, shall serve him. Joshua 9, verses 8 and 9. Okay, Joshua 9, verse 8. We are thy servants. And verse 11, that is, Joshua 9, verses 8 and 11. Okay, so we have that straight now. Joshua 9, verses 8, we are thy servants, and verse 11, to the end of the verse, we are your servants, the Lord all caps says to me. It is clear that the Lord all caps in the AVB, the Authorized Version Bible, has pronounced, first of all, confessed to God, confessed in the AVB, saying that those of the papacy and the Gentiles are wicked, that the Lord, all caps, will judge his people. The judgment coming from the Lord, all caps, against his people, I have shared that, simply says the Gentiles, all Gentiles, will be the servants of God forever. His servants, God's servants, shall serve him. And now we have the two statements coming from the Lord, all caps, to God, saying, we are thy servants, Joshua 9, 8, and saying also, we are your God's servants, coming from Joshua 9, verse 11. So, what is truth? Truth is, the Bible says, first of all, the Lord, all caps, shall judge his people. What is truth? Truth is, the Lord, all caps, has judged his people. Mark that in your records as being fulfilled. The statement, Deuteronomy 32, verse 36, The Lord all caps shall judge his people. Mark that statement as being fulfilled. It is fulfilled inside the AVB. In the statements that I just gave with regard to the Gentiles, all Gentiles being the servants of God. What is truth? Truth is the Lord all caps has judged his people. He has judged his people and rendered the sentence of bondmen, slaves, servants to God.
against the Gentiles. Acts 26:10, and I ask the question, what has happened? The Lord, all caps, has given a judgment. The judgment is clear. The judgment has to do with all Gentiles. What has happened? Let's see Acts 26:10. Acts 26:10. The last statement in the verse, the last six words in Acts 26:10. The Lord, all caps, says, I gave my voice against them. We see the judgment that the Lord, all caps, has rendered here with regard to servants and God is against the Gentiles. The Lord, all caps, has rendered the verdict. And what has happened? The Lord, all caps, says, I gave my voice against them. That's a true statement. The voice of the Lord, all caps, is against the Gentiles in the statements that I have shared with you, that I've presented before you, to you, on the servants of God. The Lord, all caps, gave his voice against the Gentiles. Mark that statement as true and fulfilled. True and fulfilled. Acts 26:10. Last six words. I gave my voice against them, says the Lord, all caps. Now, again, I ask the question, what is truth? The question comes from John chapter 18, verse 38. To find out more about what is truth, turn to Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 19. Jeremiah 1:19. And we are answering the question, what is truth? Jeremiah 1:19 says, the Lord, all caps, is doing the talking, and they shall fight against thee, but they shall not prevail against thee. What is it saying? It is saying, they, the Gentiles, shall fight against thee, God, but they, the Gentiles, shall not prevail against thee, God. Then we have the statement in Isaiah 15:20. Isaiah 15:20. No, that cannot be. So let's just go with the statement, Jeremiah 1:19. Okay, so we have Jeremiah chapter 1:19, and we have now Jeremiah 15:20. And inside that verse, these words, they shall fight against thee, but they shall not prevail against thee. The same thing that we just read in the Jeremiah 1 verse 19 statement, they shall fight against thee, but they shall not prevail against thee. So, they the Gentiles shall fight against God, but they the Gentiles shall not prevail against God. What is truth? Truth is, I find the Gentiles to be fighting against God now. They are fighting in their silence to God and the Word of God. Now, is the fighting a lawful and right thing? No, it is not. It is not. It is not legal, it is not lawful for them to fight against God. They have called God, the papacy has called God, asked God to come, asked God to do a specific work. The papacy has confessed to God, saying that itself and the Gentiles are wicked people. The papacy has rendered judgment, which the Gentiles have accepted, saying they are the servants of God. There is no justification for the Gentiles to fight against God. Let's move on. Acts 23. Well, before we get to that, let's go to Esther chapter 6, verse 13. Esther 6:13. Esther 6:13. And it's the next to the last statement before the end of the verse. Esther 6:19, the Lord all caps says to the Gentiles, thou shalt not prevail against him. Keep in mind that the Gentiles fighting against God is an illegal thing. It's illegal. It is not lawful. So in Esther 6:13, the Lord all caps says to the Gentiles, thou shalt not prevail against him. Next, we go to Isaiah. Isaiah 47, verse 12. Isaiah 47, verse 12. What do we have here? Isaiah 47, verse 12. At the very end of the verse, the Lord, all caps, says to God, thou mayest prevail. So God has power. God has the right to prevail. God has legal force, legal power to prevail, permission to prevail. Now, the complaint Psalm 56, 1. Psalm 56, 1. Psalm 56, 1. The last statement in the verse, Psalm 56, verse 1, the last statement, he fighting daily oppresseth me. The Gentiles fighting God, fighting with silence, ignoring God, is a form of oppressing God. It is belittling God. Gentiles fighting against God. It is not a good thing. Okay, that's the complaint. He fighting daily oppresseth me. Now, the commandment, Acts 23, verse 9, with regard to fighting God. The commandment, Acts 23, verse 9. The very last statement in the verse. Acts 23, verse 9, let us not fight against God. That's a command. That's a commandment to the Gentiles coming from the Lord all caps. Let us not fight against God. So, I said earlier, the Gentiles fighting against God, including those of the papacy, they are fighting against God. And that fight is unlawful. It is illegal. They are breaking the commandment right there that says, let us not fight against God. That statement is a commandment. All right? So, now, if they are fighting against God and they are breaking the commandment, breaking a commandment, the commandment says, let us not fight against God, then what are they doing? And we're going to see that in a little bit. But first, 1 Samuel 2, verse 9. First, what is the expectation? 1 Samuel 2, verse 9. The expectation. In 1 Samuel 2, verse 9, it is the last statement in the verse. The Lord, all caps, says, for by strength shall no man prevail. By strength shall no man prevail. That's the declaration. That's the expectation concerning God. By strength shall no man prevail. I've said many times, I'm sure, that no man in the AVB, no man, is a nickname for God. All right? By strength shall no man prevail. And what is this strength? This strength is legal force. Legal force, the law, the force of the law. By strength shall no man prevail. So no man must prevail according to that which is written in the AVB. The Gentiles must submit themselves to God. They must turn themselves around and submit to God. So we have, by strength shall no man prevail, by strength shall God prevail, God shall prevail by strength, by the force of the law. The law is the strength of God. Thou mayest prevail, that is said to God. Thou shalt not prevail against him. Esther 6:13, the Gentiles, shalt not prevail against him. A word to the wise is sufficient. The complaint, he fighting daily, oppresseth me. The commandment, Acts 23:9, let us not fight against God. So, and this all started with the statements found in Jeremiah 15, verse 20, saying, they shall fight against thee, but they shall not prevail against thee. Is that double talk? That statement has, that is not, as I said, a legal statement. That is not a lawful statement. That is not a commandment. It is against the law. Is the Lord all caps enticing his people to fight against God? And in the same breath, saying, let us not fight against God. Okay. So, that's it. No man is prophesied to prevail over the Gentiles, to prevail against the Gentiles. The Gentiles are set to lose in their fighting against God. And keep in mind, the fight is illegal. It is not a lawful thing. And if it is illegal and not a lawful thing, then what is it? We will see. So we move on. What have I done? This goes back to what I was speaking about earlier. Let me say this. So we know who the Bible declares the winner. We know who the Bible says will prevail and should prevail. We've been talking about prophecy. We're still talking about prophecy. This is prophecy. Thou mayest prevail, Isaiah 47:12, to God. It is said, thou mayest prevail, by strength shall no man prevail. God shall prevail by the strength of the law. That's the law. And that's prophecy. And it's talking about now. Now it's talking about the time. The time has come. God is declaring the things he sees in the AVB. And it appears the Gentiles are fighting against him in with their silence. Deep silence. They are certainly not helping God by their silence. God has found them guilty of fighting against God. They are charged with fighting against God. Acts 5:39 says, the Lord, all caps, says to the Gentiles. And let me say this here. You know, I read a statement earlier in this broadcast, and in the statement, God is called Lord, and I said that Lord is spelled using all lowercase letters, L-O-R-D. So that's why I differentiate between the two. I call the Lord all caps, I call the Lord. I call the Lord when it's used with the all capital letters. I just say all caps, the Lord, all caps, because when it's used in small letters, for the most part, if not in all cases, it's the Lord in small letters is a reference to God. And also the Lord when it is spelled capital L, lowercase O-R-D, is a reference to God. So there has to be a differentiation between the two Lords. So one, Lord, all caps, and the other, when it is not all capital letters. And I say who it's talking about anyway, so it should be clear. It should be clear because I say who is doing the talking, who is being talked to, and what is being said. I make those things clear. Acts 5:39. Again, I'm turning. Acts 5:39. Okay. In Acts 5:39, we find these words. Ye be found even to fight against God. Ye be found even to fight against God. And that's exactly what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the Gentiles, including those of the papacy, fighting against God with this deep silence, this ignoring God, this disregarding God and God's word, this no communication with God, fighting against God. Ye be found to fight against God. Now, in the same verse, Acts 5:39, it says, ye cannot, if it be of God, ye cannot overthrow it. Do we have anything that is concerning God? Yes, we do. We have the call of God. We have the promises made to God. We have the expectations concerning God. We have the writ on all things. We have the law of God. We have the Lord all caps word about God. We have the Lord all caps word to God. We have the law of God. We have all of these things. And the Bible says, if it be of God. All of those things I just named are concerning God. Now here again, if it be from God, of meaning coming from, and of meaning concerning, okay? I name the things, many things concerning God, and now we have the word, even as I speak, coming from God. If it be of God, if this work I am doing is of God, is concerning God, is coming from God, the one the AVB declares God, if it be, if my work, if my writings, if my teachings be of God, the Bible says to the Gentiles and anybody else who wants to get involved, ye cannot overthrow it. God is set to win. God is set to win. The law is favorable to God. As I've said, the Gentiles have called God. They have called God to do a specific work. They have called God to come and reign over them. they have confessed to God their wickedness. God has come. God has heard the confession. And God is doing what is within his capacity and power to do. God is doing what he has been called to do. You cannot overthrow it. That's what the Bible says. And the Bible is what? A law book. The Authorized Version Bible, commonly called King James Version, is indeed a law book. I started off the program reading the law of God, the law concerning God. Okay. If it be of God, and this work I am doing is of God, it concerns God, and it is a work being done and pushed by God, by the one the AVB calls God. Okay? If it be of God, you cannot overthrow it. The Gentiles have been found to fight even against God. Okay? Jeremiah 5:22. Jeremiah 5:22, third two at the end of the verse. Yet can they not prevail? First in Acts it says what? They cannot overthrow it. Now in Jeremiah 5:22, they cannot prevail against God. We've seen that. Yet can they not pass over it? Remember the law of Passover? The law of silence and deceit? The Bible says they cannot pass over the work of God. If it be of God, you cannot overthrow it. You cannot overthrow it by passing over it, ignoring it, disregarding it. They cannot pass over it. Pass over means to ignore, disregard, to omit. They can't, the Gentiles cannot pass over this work. They cannot pass over the words of my mouth. They cannot pass over the things here set on the internet. They cannot pass over these things. They cannot pass over the work of God. They cannot pass over the work coming from the Lord God. They cannot pass over this work I am doing. That's the law. The law says they cannot pass over it. They cannot prevail. They cannot overthrow it. The law. Let's move on. They can't even deny it. Acts 4:16. Acts 4:16. The last statement in Acts 4:16. We cannot deny it. They cannot deny this work. They cannot deny me as God. They cannot deny my work as the work of God. They cannot deny it. They cannot pass over it. They cannot prevail. They cannot overthrow it. And Acts 4:14. Acts 4:14. The last statement in the verse, they could say nothing against it. They should say nothing against this word. Are they silent? Yes, they are silent. But they can say nothing against this word. They can say nothing against God. They can't say nothing against the truth. They cannot deny the truth. They cannot deny God. They cannot prevail against the truth. They cannot prevail against God according to the law. They cannot overthrow the work. they cannot overthrow God according to the law. And right now, it seems as though I'm not going to get in everything that I wanted to get in. I'll have to continue this next week. They cannot deny the work. They cannot deny God. The Gentiles cannot deny the veracity or truthfulness of the things of which I speak. They cannot deny the fact that I am their God. They cannot deny the law of God, which I have pointed out and set before them. They cannot repudiate the law of God. They cannot deny God. The Gentiles must honor and serve God. They are obligated to respect, uphold, and honor, if you will, the law of God now. On the order of 2 Timothy 2, verse 24, the Gentiles shall not strive, struggle, or fight against God. They shall comply with the law of God. Romans 13, 2, they that resist God and the word of God shall receive to themselves damnation. Now, let me get the computer here. It's 3 minutes remaining. In these 3 minutes, let me finish the reading on the description of Lawmaster's page. Ephesians 4:26, 1 Corinthians 15:34, be ye angry and sin not. The word to the Gentiles, the word to the people. This is the law. Be ye angry and sin not. Awake to righteousness and sin not. 1 John 3, 4, Romans 6, 23, James 1, verse 15, John, 1 John 3, verse 4, sin is the transgression of the law. The wages of sin is death. Okay, one moment. Sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Whosoever committeth sin transgresses also the law. Ezekiel 18:20, Ezekiel 18:26, John 8:24, Ezekiel 18:20. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. For his iniquity that he hath done shall he die. Ye shall die in or because of your sins. The righteousness of the righteous shall be upon him, and the wickedness of the wicked shall be upon him. I say to you, when one does, Ezekiel 18:21, that which is lawful and right, he shall surely live, he shall not die. 3 John 11, 1 John 3, 6, he that doeth evil hath not seen God. Whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, God. Question of interest. Is there any word from the Lord, all caps? The Lord, all caps, has asked me in Ruth 3, verse 9, who art thou? My answer to the Lord, all caps, question comes from Genesis 35, verse 11. And I, God, said to him, the Lord, all caps, or I, God, said in answer to the Lord, all caps, question, I am God Almighty. Now, there was a question there, the question of interest. Jeremiah 37, verse 30, verse 17. Jeremiah 37, verse 30. I'm sorry. I don't know why I want to say that. Jeremiah 37, verse 17. The question is there any word from the Lord, all caps? The call-in number is, I'm not on that page. Yes, I am. Call-in number 718-664-6262. Call-in number 718-664-6262. As the hour draws to a close, join Lawmaster again next Sunday, hopefully at the same time, 10 o'clock a.m., for another episode of Lawmaster's Law of God broadcast. I will finish and answer the question, is there any word from the Lord, all caps, any word? Here we go. Okay, just a moment here. Any word from the Lord, all caps? And there is a word from the Lord, all caps. I've got you. I've got to get it. Just one of these sheets that it's on. Okay, here we are. Is there any word from the Lord, all caps? In light of these things I speak, I teach, I set forth. Is there any word from the Lord, all caps? And that's found in Jeremiah chapter 37, verse 17, the question. Is there any word from the Lord, all caps? Nehemiah 6, verse 3, you may call it Nehemiah, but I call it Nehemiah 6, 3. Okay. Again, I am turning. Okay. Listen. Listen to what the Lord all caps said. Now, let me set this up. The papacy called me. The papacy called God. I answered. I responded to the papacy's call for God. The papacy promised, the Lord all caps promised, that when I call the Lord, all caps, or when I call the Pope to come see me, he will come. I summon the Pope. The Pope fails to come. So, the Lord, all caps, asked me from the AVB, is there any word from the Lord, all caps? The Lord, all caps, says here, in light of my coming, not my coming, but in light of the fact that I have summoned the papacy, I've summoned Pope Benedictus to come see me. And he has not come. So the Lord all caps says here, I am doing a great work so that I cannot come. That's a word from the Lord all caps. He said, is there any word from the Lord all caps? Is there any word? Yes, there is. Look, let's move on. First Corinthians 16:12. He says to God, he is doing a great work, and he can't come now. 1 Corinthians 16:12. First 1 Corinthians 16:12. Look, it's at the end of the verse, last statement in verse 12 of 1 Corinthians chapter 16. Keep in mind what he just said in Nehemiah chapter 6, verse 3. I'm doing a great work. I cannot come now. Now the Lord, all caps, says, he will come when he shall have convenient time. Is there any word from the Lord, all caps, to God? In light of the knowledge of God, in light of the presence of God, in light of the summons coming from God, is there any word from the Lord, all caps? He cannot come now because he's doing a great work, but when he has convenient time, he'll come. Let's move on. 1 Corinthians 4:19. What is this? 1 Corinthians 4:19. But I will come to you shortly, if the Lord will. I've already summoned the papacy, summoned Pope Benedict XVI. I've already summoned him. I've called him. And before that, I gave him ample time to prepare himself. I told him, prepare to meet his God, sometime before sending him the summons. And so now I get word, because the Lord, all caps, asked, is there any word from the Lord, all caps, or from the papacy, from the Pope? He cannot come because he's doing a great work. When he has convenient time, he'll show up, he'll come. He'll come to me shortly, if the Lord will. I have will that he comes. The Lord, all caps, says will throughout Bible content that he come, that he present himself to God. Listen to this. Listen to this. Romans 12, verse 1. Present your bodies a living sacrifice to God. To God. Listen to this. Psalm 42, verse 2. The Lord, all caps, asks, when shall I come and appear before God? The summons was sent, as a result of the question. When shall I come and present myself before God? Now, and it's the living God, of God in body, a God with a body, a God that can be seen, touched, felt, heard, seen. You know, the statement starts out, Psalm 42:2, my soul thirsts for God, for the living God. I'm living, and I'm God. The Bible says so. The evidence proves I'm God. The living God. When shall I come and appear before God, before the living God? And I get these statements. I cannot come now. I'm doing a great work. When I have a convenient time, I will come. I will come to you shortly, if the Lord will. double talk. And is there another one? 3 John 14. But the Lord on all caps, but I trust I shall shortly see thee, and we shall speak face to face. Listen to this. Is there any word from the Lord, all caps? I am asked. God is asked. We get these statements. I cannot come. I'm doing a great work. I'll come to you shortly, if the Lord will, when I have convenient time. I make an appearance. Huh? What is this? What are these things? What I just said, they're double talk. They don't mean a thing. They don't mean a thing. These things are unlawful statements. These things, in these statements, they, I'll show what they're doing. If I have it. Okay. They, in these statements, these blasphemous statements, they are esteeming God a light thing. A light thing. I'm doing a great work. I can't come now. I'll come when I have convenient time, when I ain't got nothing else to do. I trust I'll see you shortly, if the Lord will. No big deal. No big deal. It is a big deal. Blasphemy is a sin. Blasphemy is a sin. Blasphemy is a crime. Okay? The word we use is sin. Sin is a crime against God or sacred things, an offense against God or sacred things. Blasphemy. Okay? Now they may say, well, okay, we didn't blaspheme because we didn't speak it. Well, in the Bible, the Lord, all caps, talks to me. The Bible is the mouth of the Lord, all caps. Blasphemous statements. They have regarded God a light thing, a thing of little or no importance. And this is very bad. This is very bad. This is very bad. Okay, in 1 John 1, verse 5, little statement, three-word statement. First John 1, verse 5, the statement next to the last statement. Okay, it says, God is light. God is light. And in my Bible, okay, God is light. Light means of little or no importance. Turn to Galatians. Galatians 6. Galatians 6, verse 7. Second statement in the verse. God is not mocked. I take that as a mocking of God. They have mocked God. They have belittle God, they have that's just what they've done. mock God, belittle God. They have esteemed God a light thing. Now, if this is not next week, I'll just say this. Shall they answer for these things? Yes, they shall. But what have I done? I have answered the question, is there any word from the Lord, all caps? And you see how they phrase the question, not just is there a word from the Lord, all caps. Is there any word? That's why I had to go and bring these things out. I'm doing a great work. I'm tied up right now. Can't come. Trust to see you later. If the Lord will, I'll come when I have a more convenient time. Mm-hmm. Yes, they shall answer for these things. And they know this. They know this. When I say they, I'm talking about those of the papacy. They know it. Okay? They have esteemed God a light thing. They have not honored God. They have dishonored God. They have made God look small in the eyes of the people. They have profaned God. And these things are not good. But as I was saying, I have answered the question. Put that, mark that question as answered. The question, Jeremiah 37:17, I believe. See my paper. Jeremiah 37:17. Yeah. Mark that question as answered. Mark it as answered. Because there is word from the Lord. And the word is found in the AZB. There is word. There's an evil word from the Lord. That's evil. Evil. But didn't he confess to God? Didn't he confess and say, I and my people are wicked? The papacy? Wicked? The wicked do wicked things. And now here they are, mocking God, dishonoring God, belittling God, esteeming God a light, small, insignificant, unimportant thing. Do join me next week for, I believe each episode is important, but just let me say this like this right now. Do join me next week for an important broadcast, a Lawmasters Law of God broadcast. Another episode next Sunday. Do join me next week. Now, have I said everything? No, I haven't. I'm going to read these, finish this, and that will be all. Now, I spoke about sin. I read the statements from the description. I read the statements about the wages of sin is a transgression of the law. The wages of sin is death. Sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Whosoever committeth sin transgresses also the law. The soul that sinneth, it shall die for it. It shall die. For his iniquity that he hath done, shall he, the individual, die. Ye shall die in your sins. What does that statement mean? That means ye shall die because of. The word in there means because of. Ye shall die because of your sins. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. All right? The righteousness of the righteous shall be upon him, and the wickedness of the wicked shall be upon him. I say to you, then, when one does that which is lawful and right, he shall surely live, he shall not die. He that doeth evil hath not seen God. Who has not seen God? Pope Benedict XVI has not seen God. Queen Elizabeth has not seen God. Prince Charles has not seen God. Neither has Prince Charles' two sons seen God. He that doeth evil has not seen God. In spite of the fact that God called them, okay? In spite of the fact that the Pope was supposed to bring the other four named individuals with him on October 17th at 12 o'clock p.m. to face God, to appear in the presence of God. He that doeth evil hath not seen God. He that doeth evil, I just said, to mock God, to esteem God a light, small, insignificant, unimportant thing is evil. All right? He that doeth evil hath not seen God. The Pope has not seen God, neither has the other four. The other four named people seen God. Whosoever sinneth hath not seen him. The Pope, in his not coming to appear before God October 17th at 12 o'clock at the house of God, has sinned. The other four who were to appear with the Pope in the presence of God at 12 o'clock at the house of God October 17th, 2010, fail to appear. And that constitutes sin. They did not do the will of God. The will of God was not done in them. Whosoever sinneth hath not seen God. The five named individuals have not seen God. They have sinned. They have done evil. Question, okay. Now, I continue with this. When he shall be judged, Psalm 109, verse 7. When he shall be judged, let him be condemned. Who is the him? The him is anyone who has sinned. Anyone who has sinned. Psalm 109, let me make sure the reference is correct. Psalm 109, verse 7. When he shall be judged, let him be condemned. This is the law, people, reading of the law. Let his days be few, Psalm 109, verse 8. Let his days be few. Now, who shall judge him? Psalm 75. Look at this. God is the judge. Psalm 75, verse 7. And First Samuel 2:25. First Samuel 2:25. The judge shall judge him. And I just showed you who the judge is. God is the judge. When he shall be judged, when he has sinned, he shall be judged. The Bible says, the law says, let him be condemned. Let his days be few. Ezra 7:26. Ezra 7:26. Okay. Let judgment be executed speedily upon him, whether it be to death or to banishment or to confiscation of goods or to imprisonment. Acts 25:26. I have brought him forth before you. I have brought the Pope and the other four named individuals before you, the people. Acts 25:24 says, he ought not to live any longer. But he, whosoever has sinned, whosoever has done evil, he ought not to live any longer. The crime laid against him, Acts 25:16, I have showed the crimes, or the crime, I have showed the sin. Acts 26:10. No. Okay, I gave my voice against them. 1 John 3:6. We've read that. Mark 14:61. He held his peace and answered nothing. And that's what we were talking about today. The silence, the deep silence. The Pope has answered nothing. He did not answer the summons. Okay. He did not answer anything. All right. He did not answer the summons. In that not answering the summons, there's a denying the only Lord God, Jude 4. Okay. Romans 14:3, God hath received him, the Pope. That could not be done because the Pope failed to show up October 17th, 12 o'clock at the House of God. The Pope has hindered the fulfillment of the law. The Pope has hindered the fulfillment of prophecy. Jeremiah 18:23. And so have the other four named individuals. They have hindered the law. They have hindered the fulfillment of the law. They have hindered the fulfillment of prophecy. Jeremiah 18:23 says, forgive not their iniquity, neither blot out their sin from thy sight. But let them be overthrown before thee. Deal thus with them in the time of thine anger. Forgive not their iniquity. Ecclesiastes 3:14. Okay. Ecclesiastes 3:14. And I'm turning to 3:14. Whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. That was the reading of the law. Join me next week for another broadcast of another episode of Lawmasters, Law of God broadcast. Thank you.